I'm kind of sad. We have been going through every song on Lady A's new album, Ocean, celebrating the fact that it's finally available, and we're down to the last song on the album. And I almost in some ways feel like we saved the best for last, or at least one of the best. It is the title track from the album, Ocean. And there are so many things that we could talk about with this song. So I guess first, let's just start with, what does Ocean mean to you for people who have not heard the song or seen the video, which we're going to get to in a second?
Ocean is a really, really raw song. We were sent this song, and it's Sarah Buxton, Abes de Klasa, and Topher Brown are the writers. And I listened to it probably at least a half a dozen times for melody alone. It was so artistic. It felt so like it should be in a movie score. And then I dove into the lyric. And the lyric, it will break your heart. I mean, it's so raw and honest. And this song can be just like anything. We've talked about this before. It can be about so many things. Someone who's struggling with depression, substance abuse. It can be just someone who is emotionally unavailable because of whatever reason. I sing this song, and sometimes it's like I'm that person I'm singing about, and it gets really real for me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be that way for my husband or another relationship in my life. It's hard to say exactly what it's about. I think it's about so many different things for whoever hears it.
I think Ocean, for three people who are married and have kids, I mean, I've been married now 10 years, and you have to admit that there are moments where I know I get really selfish, and my wife is like, I'm here. Pay attention to me, you know, because you get caught up with the kids. That's where the focus goes, and you get caught up in your job. And it's funny how these songs sometimes almost makes you aware of what you're doing and your flaws. It's made me kind of go, all right, I got to check in on my wife a little bit more. I think, though, the thing that I love about Ocean is we were really excited to record it, but we still didn't know what it was going to be, if it was going to be special, if it was going to work or not. And to me, this song is the purest example of you can have a great song, and lyrically, it's an amazingly written song, but without your performance. I mean, her performance to me just sells it in such a raw, vulnerable way. After we recorded it and got the first version, I couldn't help myself but send it to the songwriters. And they were just sit back and were so floored and bawling and blown away by it. And that's the reaction that I felt too. And I love about that, you know, sometimes it's not just about a song. It's about the right song with the right artist, the right vocal, the right timing and everything. And I just feel like this is hands down my favorite vocal that Hillary has ever put down, the most honest. And it was probably put together in, what, two or three takes? Those are the best ones, you know?
This song, I get, like, nauseous. And I don't mean that dramatic. Like, I have a visceral response to hearing this song, singing this song. It stirs up so much in me. It made me so creatively uncomfortable. I mean, I was terrified. It's not that it was a lack of belief in if I could do it or not. I just wanted to do the song justice, and I wanted it to feel true and authentic to me singing the lead, to us as a band. And I'm just so grateful that we get to be the voices on it and that I pushed through my discomfort. But it's definitely one of those that I'm like, whew. And if Dan were here, he would say, like, I was so, are you sure? Are you sure? And, you know, the whole recording process of that song, it happened really fast, but it was the last song we recorded. And we started it out with just me and Gordon Mote on piano. And he is so unbelievable, so talented, has such heart and soul in everything that he does. But we had no click track. I mean, it was very just basic, like your most basic way of cutting a track. And so much of it was the feel and the connection between he and I, and truly that ebb and flow of the piano and the vocal. And so I walked out of the studio that day emotionally like, whoa, that was a lot. But also it was a point of like, I overcame something. I pushed through a little bit of a fear and a discomfort that was really healthy.
I think her vocal, like Charles said, is one of our favorite vocals. It's one of my favorite art pieces that we've done. You know, another thing about Ocean that just drew me in so much was just the imagery. I mean, it's such a beautiful representation when you think about the waves, the ups and downs. And that's really what led us to title for the album is the ups and downs. I mean, all the big things that an ocean can represent. I mean, standing on the shore, not being able to get in because the waves are crashing in against you. all these just kind of beautiful metaphors that play out in that song that you can kind of pull snippets from. So it represented the project to us. I think it felt like a great summation of the ups and downs that we've gone through over the last 2 years together as a band, personally, separately, and the way we've come together to make this record. It felt like it was a special moment in time that this song landed in our laps. And it's such a beautiful piece of art. I mean, it's literally just a painting to me. It's an absolute masterpiece. And Hillary made it that. And the songwriters made it that. And me and Charles tried to stay out of the way with our harmonies because it's just a beautiful standalone moment. And so that, to me, is what stands out as well about Ocean.
Yeah, Hillary's performance on this song is amazing. I would call your sound devastatingly beautiful because the way that you channel the emotion in this song is just so brilliant. And I am curious about the video because usually when there's a video treatment, they basically write up a story. This is how we see the video going. So, I mean, did they bring you something that said you'll basically stand here and cry while we take a close-up shot of your face? Or, gosh, I mean, what was happening on that day when you were filming this video? For people who haven't seen it, I can't even describe it. It's just so emotional.
Well, it was really, I mean, Hodges Usri, who has done so much video content for us, photos, he's been our videographer for, gosh, 3 years now. It came together very organically. It was just, we want to have a video to come alongside the song. And he had this dream and this idea of it being very simple and just all about emoting what the song is about. And so we were in Vegas. It was our last weekend of our residency in August. And so there were a lot of emotions around that of just, this is, you know, a chapter of our career, a huge milestone in our career coming to a close. I'd been away from my family for almost 2 weeks, so I was very much ready to get home to them and missing them and every photo that I was receiving and, like, just different things were just kind of keeping me pretty raw emotionally. That was when we had received news of our dear friend Busby and what he was dealing with. So, I mean, there were a lot of things that were going on. And it was truly, the tears just kind of poured out. Like, it wasn't like I was sitting there going, okay, access the sad. I started singing it. Hodges and I's friendship and working relationship, he is a safe, trusted place for me to go there. And it really kind of happened. There was no plan. It was just, you're going to sit here and sing this song. And then the floodgates just burst open. So it's hard to watch. It was hard for my family to watch, but I think that it was just real. And honestly, it feels like that every time I sing it.
I can't imagine, because just watching the video, I wanted to reach through my screen and just hug you. You did such a brilliant job. I highly encourage you, if you've not seen the video for Ocean, I can't even do it justice in words. So go watch the video. But first, here's the song, just to give you an idea of what kind of emotion is involved in this song. It's the title track off Lady A's new album, which we are so excited to finally be celebrating the release of here on Big Machine Radio.